إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Respected and honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa and obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal, both in secret and in open. For by the taqwa of Allah, success is attained in this world and the next. Honorable Muslims, from the greatest foundations and fundamental principles of Islam, and from the obligations of faith, is the establishment of brotherhood and kindness amongst the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ Indeed, the believers are only brothers. They are brothers. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Al-Muslimu Akhul Muslim. The Muslim is the brother of his fellow Muslim. And this brotherhood, this kindness that Islam enjoins, it entails a great amount of responsibilities and rights and duties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Al-mu'minuna wal-mu'minat ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd ya'muruna bil-ma'roof wa yanhawna 'anil munkar. Allah Most High, He says, the believing men and the believing women, they are helpers of one another. They help one another. They command to good and they forbid evil. This love and brotherhood, this brotherhood of Iman, Al-Akhuwa Al-Imaniyya, it requires us to treat one another with honor and dignity and to love good for our fellow Muslims. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحبه لنفسه. None of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. None of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. And part of this brotherhood of Iman, honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, part of this akhwa of Islam, is that one must strive his best to avoid harming his fellow Muslims, his fellow brothers and sisters in Islam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, describing those who harm other believers, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا. Those who harm the believing men and the believing women for things that they have not done. فَقَدْ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. Then they have, those who harm a believing man or harming a believing woman, then the result is that they have taken upon buhtan, they have said evil, wa ithman mubina, and they have a great sin. Our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, al muslimu man salim al muslimina min lisanihi wa min yadi. The Muslim is the one who other Muslims are safe from his tongue and from his hand. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this brotherhood of Iman, it requires from us a number of important qualities. One of these important qualities, in addition, is that we must be motivated to support and love one another as an act of ibadah, as an act of worship, not seeking any self-benefit, any personal interests, but when we help our fellow Muslims, we love them, we show kindness towards them, we do this seeking the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the way that Allah intended it. And this is what we find in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said, the believers are bricks supporting one another. And he interlaced his fingers to show how the believers, they support and help one another like a brick wall, each brick supporting the others. Also, from the requirements of this brotherhood of Iman is that we show kindness and mercy and rahmah and love to every other Muslim, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he established in a hadith in which he said, the believers are like a single body in their love and in their mercy and in their kindness towards each other. The believers are a single body. If one part of it hurts, then the whole body will remain awake at night out of fever. And also, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the goals or from the things that we must be mindful of is that the enemies of Islam wish to destroy this brotherhood. The enemies of Islam, they strive to spread fitna and to corrupt the spirit of brotherhood amongst the Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he describes this in the Quran, and he says, وَدُّوا مَا عَنِتُّمْ قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They wish to cause you great harm, and the evil has come out from their speech. Now, وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. The enemies of Islam, their goal is to cause sedition, fitna, and ill feeling, and strife, and division amongst the Muslims. And unfortunately, if we look at the state of affairs of the Muslims, the Muslim Ummah today, we see the product of this effort that they have made. We see the division and the splitting of ranks, and the ill feeling and hatred of Muslims towards each other, to the extent that it has led to Muslims killing one another, raising their weapons to strike one another, destroying each other's honor and property unlawfully. And the Prophet ﷺ, he forbade this when he said to the Sahaba, "Man hamila alayna as-silah falaysa minna." Whoever carries a weapon against us, meaning the believers, then he is not from us. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Never point your weapon at another believer, because he does not know if the shaitan will cause him to strike him, and because of it, cause him to fall into the pit of hell." Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the causes of fitna must be avoided. We must be mindful and stay away from anything that would lead to splitting and fitna and shedding of blood and dishonoring fellow Muslims. When we do that, then the enemies of Islam are gloating and happy. They are so fulfilled when they see the infighting amongst Muslims. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the greatest causes of fitna which we must avoid is declaring another Muslim as a kafir without any evidence from the Quran or the Sunnah. Takfir, as the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Whoever prays towards our Qibla and eats our dhabiha and eats that which we have slaughtered, then he is under the protection of Allah and His Messenger," narrated by Imam al-Bukhari. And the Prophet ﷺ, he taught us the sanctity of our fellow Muslims' blood and honor and wealth. He said, "Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim la yadhlimuhu wa la yahqiruhu wa la yakhdhuluhu. Kullu Muslim ala Muslimin haram. Kullu al-Muslim ala al-Muslimi haramun damuhu wa manuhu wa irduhu." The Prophet ﷺ, he said, the Muslim, he is a brother of his fellow Muslim. He does not belittle him. He does not betray him. And he does not harm his honor. The Muslim is haram. He's sanctified for another Muslim. His blood, his wealth, and his honor. Sacred. Fellow honorable Muslims, one of the greatest actions that a Muslim can do, one of the greatest acts of worship that a Muslim can do, is rectifying and bringing sulh between the believers, causing the love and joining between two believers who have separated from each other. The Prophet ﷺ, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He looks at His creation on every Monday and Thursday. And He says, or He forgives everyone who does not make partnership with Him, except two people who have enmity towards each other. And He says to the angels, "Wait until they make up." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, "Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. فَأَصْلِحُ بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ." The believers, they are brothers, so make up between them. Cause them to come together. Rectify between them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَأَصْلِحُ ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. أَصْلِحُ, make up, make the ties good amongst you, amongst your family, amongst your friends and your community and your brothers. Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, making the rectification from the believers, amongst the believers, is greater in the sight of Allah in virtue than a lot of prayer and fasting and hajj. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Shall I not inform you of something more virtuous, afdal, than fasting and prayer and sadaqah?" He said, "Bala ya Rasulullah." He said, "To rectify between the believers, to rectify amongst the fellow believers." Honorable brothers and sisters in Islam, from the greatest causes of creating love and brotherhood and rectification is clearing the heart and cleansing the heart of ill feelings and jealousy and hatred and anger and dislike and enmity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لا تباغضوا ولا تحاسدوا ولا تدابروا ولا تقاطعوا. He said, do not hate one another. Command, لا تباغضوا, don't hate one another. ولا تحاسدوا, and don't feel jealous of your fellow Muslim. ولا تدابروا, and don't turn around, turn your back to your fellow Muslim. ولا تقاطعوا, and don't cut off from one another. Don't cut yourselves off from one another. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله ولي الصالحين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to be conscious of Allah, to have taqwa of Him, to fear Him in secret and in open. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he encouraged us to purify our hearts from rancor, from hatred. He encouraged us to cleanse our feelings, our nafs, from these feelings, these ahwa. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever wishes to enter Jannah and to be saved from the hellfire, then he should die as a believer. He should die believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he should treat others as he wishes himself to be treated. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the last khutbah, his final khutbah before he left this world, the khutbatul wada'a, he advised the Muslims and he said to them, indeed your blood and your wealth and your honor is haram, sacred. Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa a'radakum haramun ka hurmati yawmikum hadha. Your wealth, your lives and your honor is sacred as this very day, the day he was standing on the Hajj addressing the believers. And then he said, the Prophet ﷺ advising the believers to not return to the days of Jahiliyyah, killing one another, striking each other's necks. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, harming our fellow Muslims is a great wrongdoing, a great oppression. And the Prophet ﷺ, he warned us from harming another Muslim even with our tongues. And he said that the signs of a munafiq, the hypocrite, are three. That if he speaks, he tells lies to the people. And if he promises, he breaks his promise. And if he's entrusted with something, he violates the trust. He betrays the trust towards his fellow Muslim. This hadith is narrated by Abu Ya'la. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, what we must try to do, we must all make an effort to accomplish this spirit of brotherhood, because this is an essential aspect of our faith, and it is also a requirement of, it's a foundational principle in Sharia. We must make an effort to cleanse our hearts from enmity and rancor and ill feeling. We should wish good for our fellow Muslims. Desire khair. Wish that good happens to every other Muslim. Right? The Prophet ﷺ said, you do not believe until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. So love for your fellow Muslim to be, have goodness, to be rectified. Strive to better each other. Try to strengthen one another. Be bricks to one another, as the Prophet ﷺ said. Come together as a community. We must come together as a community to support each other in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get closer to Him, to learn our religion, and to protect ourselves from our enemies who are waiting and watching and hoping to spread division and wishing that fitna and ill feeling spread amongst the believers and enmity. So let us, inshallah, try our best to purify our hearts, cleanse our hearts, and help make our fellow Muslims better and closer to Allah. Be a wali to your fellow Muslim. Al-mu'mineen, al-mu'minun wal-mu'minat, ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd. They are helpers. They help each other. They are friends of each other. May Allah help us to accomplish that. May Allah cleanse our hearts from ill feelings to our fellow Muslims. May Allah purify our tongues and our hands from ill and wrongdoing. May Allah give us true love and brotherhood and kindness and good adab and manners towards our fellow Muslims. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tibaha وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات وللمسلمين وللمسلمات اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر للإسلام وعز المسلمين اللهم انصر للإسلام وعز المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق ومن الرياء ومن البغض ومن الحقد ومن الحسد يا أرحم الراحمين يا لطيف يا خبير اللهم نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك اللهم فرج هم المهمومين من المؤمنين في كل مكان اللهم أطلق سراح المسجونين المظلومين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم ارحم إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان في كل بلد يا رب العالمين وفي هذا البلد يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيد المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى الآل ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قامت الصلاة قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
حقا لا إله إلا الله استوى تريدوا يرحمني ويرحمكم الله. Please straighten the line and close the gap, shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot. Be lenient towards your brother. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your salah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر سبحان ربي العظيم 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 سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر